Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, back here on OMF. Preseason game number 3 coming up tonight. Everybody thinks Tom Brady is going to play. And the reason they think Tom Brady is going to play, not because
he's always played.
Not because Belichick has told him so. But he's played in, like, 15 of 17 or something like that.
Yeah, but he's always played in the second preseason game.
That's true. A lot of them. You're right. I just don't think there's any reason to play him tonight. And you're seeing it. It's a league-wide thing right now. Coaches are sitting there saying, why do I want to ruin my season before the season even begins? Do I really need? What am I getting out of it? You heard Aaron Rodgers earlier. And Aaron Rodgers is sitting there going, this is a waste. They're all saying it. It's a waste. You gain nothing
again,
out of it.
Again, but the guys that are saying that are obviously, you know, the older guys. Brady wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Brady wouldn't say, what do I care?
No, he likes to play.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I don't think that he... I know he likes to play.
He's not going
to
do what Aaron Rodgers likes to bitch.
After 4 years, you hate preseason.
No one likes preseason.
You hate it. I would say 3 years. Right. Okay, fine. You hate it.
So you're telling me the time's lying.
And when the clock finally clicks zero on the last preseason game, you're just like, all right.
So happy.
Yeah. Can we just get into a regular routine? Where is the next real game?
Once you get regular season action, 2, 3, 4 games, you're like, all right, I don't need preseason.
Ugh.
So I'm picking up.
Nightmare.
So Jeff Howe started with 51 reasons or whatever we had to watch the Patriots, and then 67 last week. 69 things today to watch for in the Patriots Panthers game. You know what I'm watching for? How many guys walk off the field at the end of the game on their own power? I don't want to see a card out there tonight. I mean, to me.
Yeah, but just for the record,
what are you going to gain out of this?
I mean, you could have a non-contact injury just as easily as
Julian.
I don't want to see any injury.
Well, then you know what? No. Then they should not play at all. Because
right.
The odds, I would say, how many, if you go through the stats for the last 5 years, how many ACLs, PCLs were non-contact and how many were actually contact related?
Right.
I'd say it'd be pretty close. Yeah,
but your veterans are already up to speed, okay? You don't need, they're going to be fine for the first game. It's the young kids that you need to play. It is the free agent guys you need to play that are still learning what you're doing. Those are the guys I understand are going to have to play. What is Tom Brady going to gain out of going out and playing 2 or 3 series tonight?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Tom Brady's not going to gain anything. Andrews is not going to gain anything. Shaq Mason, Marcus Cannon, go on and on and on. Guys that have played, you know, a number of seasons in the NFL who got plenty of game experience. It means nothing. The McCourty twins, even Jamie Collins, somebody who's just coming back to this team. Guys who have had playing experience, like, you know, Christian and I just talked about. Once you get, you know, 1, 2 years under your belt, preseasons means nothing for you. You're starting to think about, okay, how can I not get hurt on this play?
Yeah.
That's what you think
See,
about.
I would say you're looking for
because also, how much better do you get?
Right.
So I would say the young guys, you want to see some improvement, but I think by that second preseason game, you kind of know if a guy can play or not.
Right.
So at that point, you're just waiting for either giving more opportunities to prove you wrong, but most of the time, they prove you right.
Right.
You'll know.
Right. Preseason games, you know, preseason games are very similar to if you ever been on a team that wasn't going to make the playoffs, it's like their last game or their last couple of games where I've been out there on the field when I believe it was against the Rams and it was might have been Leonard Little who was defensive end. And I literally was like the last game of the season. Neither one of our teams were going anywhere. And we both said to each other, hey, listen, play's going away. Let's make each other look good. I get my hands inside. You got your hands inside. That kind of thing. Because you did not want to put yourself in a position. Because you see it all the time. Guy, boom, gets hurt last game of the season. Now his whole year is done. That's how guys are in preseason.
So I think I want to see some of the other guys, the depth that you've got at the linebacker core. Certainly you got to figure out the tight end. Though I would not be surprised at all if the starting tight end, because you got no Ben Watson for the first four games, that you end up with a tight end who is not even on the roster right now, that ends up getting cut, a veteran who gets cut by another team because they're looking at it saying, we got this young kid, and this young kid really showed us something over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and we're going to cut the, you know, this guy. I mentioned Luke Wilson earlier. Right. He, you don't like him, but he's one of those bubble guys. He might be, but you might end up seeing one of those guys that the Patriots pick up. So all of this has been kind of a waste.
Well, I would even say, give me a position battle that's of any intrigue whatsoever.
There is none.
The starters are pretty much all set.
Yep.
Right.
If you're looking for backup offensive linemen, I think you're looking for that,
okay,
maybe.
So, but, I mean, okay,
one
so there is,
anyway.
I mean, so I would say the one that's going to be overanalyzed is the quarterback situation. It's Hoyer and Stidham. Can Stidham earn more trust and somehow solidify himself as a legit number two backup, pushing Brian Hoyer out, even though Hoyer is owed like $1.4 million?
Yeah, right, you already said
and
that.
And even
though.
That one is like, so, but no, I'm just searching.
Well, I don't think there is. I think it's more of, it's, I don't think it's a position battle, but I think it's more of like, okay, the wide receiver group, right, we know what we got with Edelman. Who potentially is some of these other guys that are playing? Like, we
Berrios.
Know. Well, we know that it's Jacoby Myers. Is there another guy that could maybe shine and you go, oh, he could potentially make the team and help out? You say Bracton.
The wide receiver. Yeah, I think that,
I don't think it's a battle there. I think it's like what other guys are going to step up?
You know, this is how bad the preseason is. This is how much lack of intrigue. And we mentioned that, who was it, Volan or Howe, who had the piece on
69.
So many. No, about the intrigue. How there's a lot of intrigue.
There's any intrigue.
No, there's absolutely zero.
No.
The
I think
the
there's more intrigue as to what the hell happened in Meredith, New Hampshire than there
Well,
there is
there's
in
that. And it's also, okay, Jerod Mayo. There's nothing to even dissect. So we're looking at Jerod Mayo, whether or not he's calling in the plays or not.
Right.
That's it.
That's your
Stephen Belichick. Oh, maybe he called in the plays this time.
That's your intrigue for preseason. You're really not even watching the game. You're watching Jerod Mayo on the sidelines.
Show him again. He called that play.
Right. All right, to the phone calls. Andrew's in Haverhill. What do you got, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to talk about the Patrick Chung thing real quick.
All right.
So the thing I'm confused about is that it was a tripwire in a security system, and that's why the cops went to his house.
Okay.
Right? That's the back end. And if he had like cocaine on a table, I can never understand, as someone who may or may not have dabbled on the weekends on something similar to what Patrick Chung got arrested with. May or may not have done that personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
Okay.
But to have it on some like kitchen table or something where the cops like can just roll into your house and see it is absolutely insane.
It is dumb.
That to me tells me he, like, there's something deeper going on. Somebody's selling it in that house, or he just has a ton for personal use, which usually doesn't end up being the case.
Well, we don't know the quantity of it, and that. But I think it would have been a bigger charge here if there were possibility that he was selling the stuff.
I think it was just a party. I think it was a party that they might have had the night before, and you know, for whatever reason, they didn't get around to cleaning up the house the next day.
Where's the cleaning crew when you need it?
Yeah, and you know, Mary Maids, maybe they had the day off, and there was a little residue left on the coffee table.
Yeah, we were making pizza. We put some flour out in the in the counter. That's what it was. Yeah,
I didn't know you made pizza in the living room.
Here's Paul in Wellesley. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, guys. Sorry.
What's up?
Hi, Paul.
Well, I was at the Red Sox game with my son, and I just wanted to comment that whether they should have played it or not, I don't know, but it was the most fun we've had in Fenway in years. The atmosphere was spectacular. There were tons of kids. I got to see a whopping 3 pitches, but, you know, the donation to the Jimmy Fund was great.
Yep.
And they maybe stumbled on something is, you know, at the end of the Jimmy Fund, if they wanted to have a sort of community day at Fenway and get various high school kids in to play an inning or something, It'd be a heck of a way to raise money. Because
they do that. They do that all the time.
But I want to ask Paul a question.
They have groups in there all the time.
What was so fun about the game?
The game itself? You know, I must admit, I wonder if the Kansas City guy just grooved it, to be honest with you, and said, let's get out of here. Once Vasquez had the double, it's like, you know, game over.
Well, people are like, oh, it was so fun. It was so fun. What was so fun? You were there for 15 minutes.
It's almost like a field trip.
More than half the place was kids.
Yeah, so and, I mean, maybe for
the kids ran the bases afterwards. Yeah, they had a hot dog. And
hold on, Paul. Paul, my point was the Red Sox could do this on any given day.
They could have any day.
They could allow kids to come in there for free and adults pay $5. They don't do that because they can't make any money on it. Matter of fact, they lose money on it. I applaud them for, and I think they sold like 6,000 tickets overall. So they raised 30 grand or 40 grand for the Jimmy Fund. That was a nice thing. But they're not going to do this on a regular basis and take a loss. The Major League Baseball forced them to do this and play it on this date, and it was stupid because it affects those players and it affects their travel, and it just didn't make any sense when the game doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, I can agree with you on that.
Okay, they could have played it at the end of the regular season, the day after. If it affects the playoffs, then you play it. But people are talking about the atmosphere. I'm not talking about the atmosphere.
Right.
The atmosphere was probably terrific, and it was fun because it was free. We love free stuff.
Right.
They could do that any day.
You could do that in any off day. Oh, you want kids running around the field, you could
let them in for free.
Right.
Sweet. You know,
sing that song when you want. Oh, they didn't do that because they had already done it in the eighth inning. These poor kids didn't get Sweet Caroline.
Right.
Because it was the 10th inning. They had already missed it back on August the 7th. I mean, you could do that any single time you want to do it.
And the thing about it is you can do that. And what probably made it fun, it was because, like you said, it was the 10th inning. So, you know, you get a guy, a grooves one out there and leaves a meatball up there for a guy to hit. But you're not really doing this on a regular game because it's not like kids are going to be waiting around for nine innings. Or are you going to, after the third inning, just let kids run on the field for 15 minutes?
Let me ask you this. If the game went 4.5 hours, how do you think those kids would be handling
it? Oh, yeah.
The parents would be sitting there, oh, my God, this would have
been like,
tedious.
That was the worst idea ever.
Exactly. We got to leave.
All right, 617-779-7937. Our phone number right here on OMF.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The idea is, as usual, Brady's team 9 times has been in a position to win a Super Bowl. He's put him in a position 9 times, and 2/3 of the time he gets it. So 50% of the seasons of his career, he makes the Super Bowl. In 2/3 of those seasons, he wins the freaking Super Bowl. Of course, he's the GOAT. May not be the boat, the best of all time. Aaron Rodgers better than him, but he hasn't been surrounded in the same situation, et cetera, et cetera.
Can you just make that up, the boat, or people
yes.
really say
he's, no. That's what I'm saying. Now they'll start saying it.
Wow.
He is the GOAT, clearly. And yes, he gets too much credit.
Stupidity right there. Just pure stupidity.
Just keep moving the goalposts.
Can I just say, once again, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, when you talk about talent, skill set, I would argue the point that over the last 10 years, he has been one of the biggest underperformers in the National Football League. And it's a joke that people blame it on the people around him. The coach. He hasn't had a great defense. He hasn't had the receivers. He hasn't had the running back, which he has had at different times, all of the above. It's all on Aaron Rodgers. He has underperformed. Mm-hmm. He should have passed Tom Brady on that list as best quarterback 5 years ago based on his age. He hasn't, and he may never do that.
He won't. And when you think about it, I think, Glenn, you make a great point that a lot of people, they seem to miss out when you talk about Aaron Rodgers. is that look at the talent that he's kind of had around him. If you just kind of go over the years, before we even get to the coach, you know, before we even get to Bill Belichick and, you know, Mike McCarthy.
It's Rodgers versus McCarthy!
And not that McCarthy was a horrible coach. I mean, the guy won a Super Bowl, but think about the talent that he had around him. On defense, he had Clay Matthews in his prime. Has Brady ever had that kind of guy on the defensive side of the football who was a, you know, 10-plus sack guy per year? On offense, he's always had very, very talented receivers from Jordy Nelson, and who was it, Jennings he had?
Jones, he's had a bunch of guys.
He's had a bunch of guys there.
He's had tight ends.
He's had tight ends throughout these.
He's had offensive linemen.
Running back, and you think about when you've seen this team, that Green Bay has had just as much talent as the Patriots. And we've always talked about the Patriots never having enough talent. If anything, you start to look at these quarterbacks that Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, they've always had more talent than Brady.
What shocks me about Aaron Rodgers, and the media continues to do it, is because he's already been built up, because he can do so much. We know he can run. We know he can throw. We know everything that he can do. He's really smart.
He has the measurables.
He does. Why is it that they're not knocking him or taking hits at this guy because he's not achieving those things?
They make excuses for him.
They do.
Right.
They blame it on everybody else but him. I agree. He's got the complete package. When you're looking at talent, he's got it in every department. But he's not achieving it. He's not maxing it out.
Because, see, what they miss out in football and some of these people, it's not just about the measurables. It's about the things that you can't measure, the unmeasurables, right? The things that when you look at Brady, the ability to the last 2 minutes of a game and not be able to make mistakes and not be able to throw the ball in bad spots and be able to understand where the defense is going and put your team in a position where you are ahead or you got a chance to win a football game. We see a lot of these players struggle doing that, as well as coaches. And you think, like I said, don't instantly run to it's Mike McCarthy as his head coach, because there will be a lot of people 5-6 years ago that said Mike McCarthy is one of the top coaches out there.
It's easy. You know, you point at somebody else, it's easy. Rick is in a car. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's up, Rick?
Hey, I got an interesting concept to help interest in the preseason to make it worthwhile for players to do their best and maybe even to play starters once in a while. And that is like in golf, where you can take a mulligan out of the last three preseason games. If you can swap a win from the preseason for a loss in regular season.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's have Major League Baseball All-Star Game matter. And let's have the winner of that gets to host the World Series.
Stupid was that.
Let's do that. We're not doing that. Here's the thing. I will say this.
Why not just make one of the preseason games a regular season game?
Yeah. let's just keep it simple, stupid, please. Let's just do that. Let's not overanalyze it. They're already trending in that direction. Right. A couple tweaks here. It'll be better.
Right.
It'll be, you'll have just as much fun. You'll have just as much excitement. The season will last 2 weeks longer. And, and those games in December, just wait till the cold months of December. No, January. January becomes probably your most difficult time because they're not going to be playoffs games. I mean, they're going to be regular season games.
Right.
At least three of those weeks are going to be regular season games.
I will say this. The two things I will guarantee you are going to happen with the next collective bargaining agreement: we will have 18 regular season games. They will cut down this preseason. It will not be the way it is right now.
They would have to.
Yeah, and one more, and that is they will add playoff teams to the postseason. They will increase the number of teams in the postseason.
We don't need to do this.
Why do we have to increase?
Because there's more money on it. Because they're trying to sell now. There's new layers of media out there. There's new layers.
Oh my god!
So you already saw it last year. Uh-huh. So now they're going to get these other media groups, social media involved in it right now. That's what they're going to do. So you're going to get Facebook. You're going to get all of these other.
Again,
there are other ways. I'm new revenue.
Trying too hard.
So wait a second.
It's new revenue.
So you're saying that some of these other playoff games are going to be, you'll be able to stream them now on Facebook? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You were doing that last year.
They've already did it last year. So they've got a new revenue stream that they've found. So up until this point, Wiggy, it's been network TV.
Right.
It's expanded now, okay? And now they want to get into social media and they want to get into these little devices.
Right.
And so they're going to expand it.
Well, why do you need
to because you need inventory to be able to sell it to these people. I don't want to buy game three of a regular season if I'm Facebook.
No,
you're going to sell me a playoff game, I'll buy it.
But you don't need to extend the playoffs or extend the field of playoff teams.
Yeah, I need more games.
Nobody wants to see a 7-9 team facing a 9-7 team.
You're going to get it.
No, you're not getting that. That's the one thing where they won't switch.
Did I not guarantee it?
So what are you saying?
What is your guarantee worth?
It's worth a lot.
Are you saying I'm on fire? But now it becomes if you add more playoff teams, doesn't that mean you now have to extend the season even longer?
Yeah. And so what you have is you need more inventory to sell. This is what it's all about.
Football.
It's all about TV.
So that's the end of February.
That's what it seems like.
Let's have the Super Bowl in March.
That's what you're going to have.
What are you doing?
It's all about TV.
Your problem is you've got to be careful.
Game season plus more.
Yeah. But here's the problem. You're missing it.
No, man.
Because the off season, the part of the season is the off season part. Senior Bowl, draft, workouts. That is a season to itself.
Right.
Then it creates its own momentum. You're going to push that back now.
Hold on. Now the draft gets pushed back even further.
Do you think the owners are concerned about that? The owners are looking at it saying, if we can add more media revenue to the pot, how do we do that?
Well, we
already have Disney involved. We already have Fox. We already have CBS involved. How do we get more of these media groups involved?
Revenue, Glenn.
You're gonna sell packages.
You can sell it now. You don't have to. I think the problem.
No, you need more games.
If the NFL decides to get just a little bit too fat and greedy, then they're gonna ruin it. Because I'm okay. The whole adding the two games, fine. You can do that and do it the right way. Still keep that because part of the NFL that makes it so great. You don't have 162 games. You don't have 82 games. You're not just oversaturating the market. And that is what I think you will do.
How do they increase revenue? You're missing the point.
You just added two regular season games. And, oh, by the way, the Super Bowl is going to be played on the Sunday before Labor Day. You're going to double your price there alone because more people can watch.
But guaranteed, they will add playoff teams.
But to that point, though.
Lock it in.
Even if they added more playoff teams, right? It would still mean that you wouldn't be able to stream and watch through your devices through multiple platforms.
Sure you can.
So how? Because somebody is going to have to be the rights holder. Like when you watch the playoffs now, right? They're on a specific channel, right? The Fox gets the...
I watch games down in Foxborough streaming right on my
phone. Yeah, but you watch it through what though? CBS?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So. But you're saying through like Twitter and Instagram. What are you?
Yes. They're media. That's what they are.
But
they can distribute.
They would have to outbid CBS to allow the NFL
but Wiggy, you're missing the point. They're maxed out on what they can get out of Disney, what they can get out of CBS, what they can get out of Fox. They already have packages, and you're not going to take games away from them, because if you do, Fox is going to sit there and say, screw you, I'm not going to give you as much money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you less money. So what they do is they expand the schedule and they give it to a new media outlet.
So the new media, so in your world,
digital media.
In this world that we're living in, so we watch the wild card division round for maybe, let's say, the NFC. We watch some of them are on Fox, right? Because that's who Fox. But then there's other NFC games, wild card, because we added more teams. We now have to watch that on Instagram or another digital media somewhere else.
Last year, the Sunday morning game. They were, where were they featured, guys?
They were featured on Amazon Prime,
I believe, were they not? They bought them out, Sunday morning games, the ones from Europe. They were on Amazon Prime.
No, they were still on.
Some were, not all of them.
Some, okay.
Yeah, so that's how you get.
Exclusive commentators when they were doing Amazon Prime.
So that's how you get revenue, as you open up, and there is new revenue sources out there because of the new digital media. So
now we got
only
games
so many networks.
So now we got games all over the place. So now if I want to watch this game, I have to subscribe to Amazon Prime.
You have to have more inventory, more games to be able to do it. How do you create more games? You add two more in the regular season, and you add another layer to the playoffs.
But couldn't they just say?
So how many teams are going to have a bye week?
Well, it depends on how many teams you get.
Yeah, more teams will have a bye week. That's what it'll be. They'll just load more up in the first weekend.
I don't like that idea.
You may not like it, but the NFL doesn't care whether you like it. The NFL looks at it. No, they don't. Because they're going to get more money.
No, I'm on that board.
They're going to get what board? You're on no board.
On the players committee, not on the board.
If you add more playoff games, why can't the number just go up higher? You know, if
what number?
If you add more playoff teams, like you said, right? Whoever wants exclusive rights to these playoff games, whether it's Fox and whether you add into some of these Amazon, these Hulus, now that would just mean you're saying that it would be higher revenue.
Because if I get Hulu and I get these other media outlets like Amazon, okay, and Facebook and Twitter or whatever, if I get them involved, guess what it does? It raises the ante because now I've got them bidding against each other. There's only so much bidding I can get, but if I get more people bidding for it, and I've got a whole new media that, reaches young demographics, this is exactly what I want, then you get more out of it. I think that's where the NFL is going to go, and I think you saw it in the last couple of years in the way that they're putting some of these games.
I didn't see this on Europe. Did you watch any of those games? How was it on Amazon Prime?
It seemed the same as most games.
Which ones? When they had Leslie Visser doing it? And that one?
No, that was a separate.
It was fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Back in 2015, Jaguars Bills over in London, Yahoo paid $20 million for that, and they only got about 2.3 million people to watch it.
But they got
people.
That's right.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it first.
It's 2.3 million then, and now it'll be 15 million. Yeah. Then it'll be 16.
Hey, look, NFL, we told you we could do it. Exactly. Okay, just imagine if we put a whole bunch of work and effort into this.
One game. Mm-hmm. Think about that, Wiggy. One game, they just got $20 million.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I asked like that. What was it like to watch the game on
Amazon? It's the NFL. By the way, have you seen the Monday night now with Tessitor and just Booga
on ESPN?
Have you seen this?
What about it?
Yeah.
Boring.
But ESPN.
Who do you like? Who do you like?
I don't like you.
Don't tell me Romo. Don't tell me Fall.
I like Romo. What's the matter with Romo? What do you got a problem with Romo?
I like Booger better than Romo.
No, I like Booger. I'm just saying that it's a boring broadcast with just the two of them. Not that the other guy was any good.
But it's boring with
Romo. They need Romo, a third guy.
With Romo and Nance is no different.
If they don't score, they don't win.
You're crazy.
Why? What's the difference?
What don't you like about Romo?
It's not like I don't dislike him, but what does he do, him and
Booger's
Nance?
Booger's good. I like Booger, but I think they need more to it. But Tessitore's my problem. Tessitore's
okay, he came off Booger McFarland, and he started. He pointed all his emphasis to Tessitore. It's not really Booger. What I really don't like is Tessitore. Yeah, because you challenged him.
It's like Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. There's no difference between Tony Romo and Nance, Booger McFarland and Tessitore.
The only difference is Booger's
a little bit more critical. He'll tend to criticize players more. He talked about JJ.
Tony Romo's really good.
He doesn't call out the play beforehand.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that. I don't know what's going to happen.
You hear him go kill. Okay. Anybody who plays on offense knows kills. Or he probably even changed it from a run to a pass or a pass to a run.
And by the way, he went to practice and he knows that here's this formation. They only have two different ways, times they can call it.
Right.
I saw it. Oh, here comes the wide pop.
Right.
Oh, look at me. I'm so smart.
Well, he stole it from practice. Sure.
Right. It'd be like if the signal caller on defense yelled out, moose right, and Booger McFarland goes, okay, here comes the safety blitz.
Okay, did you see the other night it was just the two of them? They were on, what night was that?
Yeah, I guess
Monday night. That would be Monday night.
That's your guys going forward.
I don't think it was Monday night, it was Sunday night, I believe.
I don't have an issue, like, for everybody, I don't really get it.
Have you heard just the two of them?
Yes, I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue.
It's boring as hell.
But Romo and Nance, it's not like
they're good.
Super entertaining.
I agree with you, Wiggy.
They just call. They're out there calling the game no different than any other. They're no different than Kurt Warner and whoever.
You're one of those. We don't even need announcers, right?
No,
we just go without.
No, we need announcers. But unless
it's
you're like,
just going to shine all over.
By the way,
it's not like he's like curing cancer.
By the way,
unless you're Jason Witten, where you're so
he was
bad,
terrible.
Awful. He was really bad.
Right, but unless you're so bad where it's blatant, aren't they all kind of the same?
By the way, the smartest thing the NBA ever did. Get rid of the four players only broadcast.
It's
when
a
just
sad
players.
Day. How dare you?
Gone.
But I did like the one
Wait till
Ernie.
That day comes in radio,
I
baby.
Did like the day where it was. Woo! I did like when they had Ernie, Chuck, Shaq, and Kenny. But that would
that's,
be.
That's a studio show, though.
Well, I know that they do it sometimes where they're where they do in the, they're doing the game. You've never seen that before?
Yeah. No players but only anymore. Only they're gone.
But what's the difference between Booger, Romo, Collinsworth, Aikman.
They're all different.
They're all the same.
No, they're not the same.
Come on.
They're all different.
I would say you're more right than he is.
Ouch.
Like the difference
please.
Between Aikman and Tony Romo is what?
What?
What is it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Explain
you know,
to
you know
what?
John Lynch did games. He's the GM of the San Francisco 49ers. He was pretty damn good too.
Mike Mayock did it.
He was okay.
Ryan's yelling at you. You don't listen to him. He's
I don't
mad
listen
at
to
you.
Ryan.
And then when we come back, I'm gonna give you some advice real quick.
No, I don't
Christian
want
calls
advice.
It. Yeah!
We have phone
yeah!
calls. We're not
Christian
doing advice.
It.
Oh, no, we're
it's
not
Thursday,
doing Christian
baby.
Calls. No, we're not
yeah, we
doing
are.
That today.
Coming back
no,
with my music.
Players only is gone.
Yes. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Fourier.
Out of Boston, great Christian Fourier.
Following the great Christian Fourier.
This is Christian Calls It. You ever wonder why you wonder? I always wonder about that. Okay, so let me tell you what my topic is first. When you go into a dentist, you can tell them that you don't want to talk while they're actually working inside your mouth. People should be either weighed or they need to be stuffed into a version of your suitcase. It's the shame that exists if I don't put that change in their little cup. You can only choose going forward in time or going back into the future. Maybe the door opens and your leg is gone.
I'm a POS.
Oh, that's shaming you.
That's shaming everybody. Yeah. I love you all. But it's impossible to have a conversation. So now play my music.
This is how we do it.
All right,
I don't even need 10 minutes. I don't need 10 minutes.
Give you 3 minutes.
So,
then.
Obviously, we had the
Wiggy,
Jimmy.
Wiggy, would you like to have your own little segment?
No, I like this because I'm agree with him on the dentist one I heard. Yeah. I did hear the ones, the airline flights.
Right.
They wear if you're too big. It's like.
It's not my. I shouldn't be penalized because you're fat.
Yeah, it is true.
Wow. I mean, that's the direct mean way of saying it.
You know how they get you? They should get you if they charge like $250 for that extension on the seatbelt. That's how they can get you, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it really matters
the
with the extension.
How does that help the person sitting
yeah,
next to you?
Yeah, it's not about the extension. You once you're that big, you're already basically spilling over to the other person's seat.
Yeah, so they lift the armrest up, and then first of all, you don't have any armrests. And
right.
The whole armrest battle is a whole nother thing in general.
Right.
So who has the right of way on the armrest? If I put mine on first,
I always thought the bigger person had the right of way.
So because we're bigger people,
right, that's
so we
why
assume.
I always get
I got a solution. I got a solution to
but
the
there's
problem.
Some little guys that they it's no, like it's like I, playing roulette, Russian roulette.
That's
okay,
why
guys.
I always
but
get
the solution.
I lift the armrest up, the one that's closest to the aisle. I lift it up, and now I can kind of.
But sometimes that one doesn't go up.
Most of the time they do, but then I'm always in the way because I have to have my legs out, so I'm always in the way of the ladies.
The drink cart product.
So here's the solution. Yes. What you do is you take the back row. Nobody wants to sit in the back row. And right now, on the bigger planes, you've got six seats, three across, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you make them twos, two and two. You charge them extra for that seat back there because you get them on the extension, the seatbelt extension.
So it's like, it's first class in the back.
$200. First class in the back for the fat people.
Why not just extend
and
it?
If you were going to go sit on, if you came
I don't
onto
need
a plane, if you
thing.
Came onto the plane mm-hmm. and you have the aisle seat
yes.
and the person sitting in the middle seat, okay, three seats per you know each row,
mm-hmm.
and they were literally so big that they were covering up half your seat.
That's bad.
Yeah.
What do you do, Wiggy?
Here
are your
person,
choices.
So it's
are
tough.
You? Yeah. Are you complain? Do you stop, turn around, and go right back to the mm-hmm. To the flight attendant and say, "Excuse me, we have a problem here"? Do you or do you actually sit down?
I actually try to strong arm my position on the seat. So whoever
takes the flap.
What do you mean?
Takes the guy's flap.
Can I kind of burrow myself in there?
Well, no.
Can you lift up all the arm fat
no.
as it's jiggling?
It's like a dog who pees in certain you know like on this hydrant to let other people know like this is my hydrant. So what I try to do is strong arm my my seat where I'm, because I'm already big, like, I'm already going to take a little bit.
Force them to leave.
Force them to, like, have to sit straight up and crunched and lean over.
But, you know, that's dead doesn't weight. Work. Okay, that's, does, I mean, I know work. You're a big guy, but that's dead weight.
You know, and on top of that, he's going to sweat. You know he's going to sweat.
Yeah, but he's going to be the one that feels kind of uncomfortable. You know, like when you're like.
No, he won't.
You see,
no,
feel uncomfortable.
Used to it. You're
he might feel
worse.
Uncomfortable. He probably feels uncomfortable all the time, but you're going to feel
I
uncomfortable.
I think I would stop.
You got to move him to the back. Move him to the back row. Charge him more.
Sit next so fat. But I do like Christian's thing. Here's
the other problem is all of these flights nowadays are always full. So it's not like you can sit there and say, hey, please, can you move me to another seat? All right, let the fat guy have a couple. I'm going back here.
Well,
can't even do that
I didn't
anymore.
Mean a strong arm, so go back to your original.
No, it's good. It's
I'm just saying I'm a fan of this thing. So where were you well, going?
A fan of
this,
what? Giving him 10 minutes?
No, what's it, what do no, you call
listen,
this thing?
Listen, first of all.
What's it called? Christian's
Christian calls it.
Christian calls it.
Okay, so this is actually for you, Glenn.
Oh,
and
thank
this is
you.
This is not a long segment. It's
sure
not something
it
I'm pissed off about.
Good.
But I noticed something for a while now, actually, with you.
What's that?
And I'm maybe the listeners could give us some advice. I'm not sure, but
I'm the objective person, so
yes,
I feel like I
get you ruin every picture.
Excuse me?
Are you talking about this picture you took yesterday? I saw the Jimmy Fund picture.
So you'd rather have me?
Hold on, wait. I haven't mentioned this to Wiggy at all. What picture am I? Who's in it?
Dale, I mean, Glenn. I think it might have been Cora.
Yes, yeah, all the coaches.
Yeah, all the coaches.
Other
you
coaches
had your blue shirts on.
Yes. He screws up. He does this. And it's not really your fault, but we got to work on how we're going to position you in pictures.
Because I'm short.
Well, you're short.
So you want me to put me on a box?
You try to
That's
puff
what they do
up
on TV.
He puffs up his chest and he sucks his belly
well,
in.
Well, it didn't help that you guys had the same color shirts on.
Well, that was it.
And yours was tucked in.
I wear a tuck.
He's got the Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, the Charlie Cheeseburger tuck.
Plus, I was leaving a space. I was
Cheeseburger.
I was leaving a space for Belichick. What's wrong with that?
Well, here's the thing. It's more about it's
you
just,
can't stand next to him.
Yes, no one with any sort of height can stand next to him. You've done this in other pictures before, and I'm not trying to make fun of you. I swear to God.
Yes, you are.
I don't want people to laugh at you. I just want to have a picture that I could frame and put up. But every time we take, and there's one in the hallway too from last year's Jimmy Fund. We were wearing white shirts. You go back and look at it.
Yeah.
He does.
Other one was Chris Sale.
We just have to do a better job as a show figuring out where you have to stand.
Well, right. Glenn has one pose, and it's Captain America. That's who he is.
What's wrong with that?
It didn't help that you had the Carolina blue college shirts on.
Yeah, those are weird colors.
So that's
it?
That really strange. Stood out.
It's like baby blue.
He's always got he's hugging you, right? It's almost like
hugging who?
Whoever you're next to. It's like
I don't
that
hug
person,
anybody. They got their arm around me.
No, it's like whoever you're next to.
I think
to,
Brad Stevens had his arm around me.
Is responsible for like. Keeping you from drowning or something like that. Like, you're holding on for dear life. It's like there's a cliff. I just feel like, and I also, you shouldn't stand at an angle. You should go straight on.
Okay.
So there's no, it just looks really weird.
Yeah, but they
and
tell
always
us.
Always next to Lou.
But next to Lou.
Because he's more my height. They tell everybody to scrunch in, and when you scrunch in.
I don't care. I know. You got
to
be aggressive.
Guy, you
got to be proactive.
Right?
You got to be like, no. Because like,
I should say no to
like
the
my wife has a certain side that she likes. Like,
I should say no to him.
She wants me to always stand on her right. So here's the other one right here. Tyler's got it.
Tyler's
right
brought in the G.
Shirt's out. Look at Lou's got the shirt in there.
Yes.
That one. He looks like our child.
Right.
Like our adult. It's like, what's that Brad Pitt movie where the guy ages backwards?
Yeah, Benjamin Button.
He's Benjamin Button.
Yeah, it does.
So
he looks
kind of young there.
He looks like the adult child that I want to try to say it as nicely as I can that, you know.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. I'll give you a better one. Hold on. Let me give you a better one.
That maybe wrong.
Hold on. Look at Fourier.
What?
He's on his tippy toes. He's taller than Chris Sale in that picture.
I'm taller than Chris Sale.
You are not taller than
Chris
Sale.
You're not taller than Chris Sale.
You are on your tippy toes.
Chris Sale is
6'6". You're 6'4".
Even if on my tippy toes, I'm not going to be taller than Chris.
You're 2
Sale.
Inches taller than Chris Sale.
I was
picture.
Tall that day.
You're on your tippy toes.
I was tall that day.
No, you're not.
Doc Martin's on.
It looks like, you know, when you were younger and they always had the long yellow buses, but then there was always that one short bus.
you bringing a short bus into it?
Okay, Wiggy, I'm not. This is what Christian calls
you know,
it all about.
Okay,
recognizing these oddball things, and yes. I just want to help you. So I feel like, okay, if we're going to take this Chris Sale picture again, hold on, Tyler, let me see it.
We should have taken another one yesterday.
So you and Lou. You should see, you know what the other one? The Bill Belichick one. The Bill Belichick one from 2 years ago.
That one's even worse.
We look like two dates. It's like you're hugging. It's weird.
It's like Bill and I are.
You know what? Here's the other thing I would do.
Lou or another one.
Here's what I would do. Your hands.
Right.
Okay. Either put them both behind your back.
Okay.
Or put them both in front of you.
Like that.
Yes. Like you're under arrest.
There you go.
Okay.
Like there?
Or like the old school football pictures, they'd say, hey, put your arm behind your back. And make their neck look big. I think you, based on your body type and your face, I would put my hands in front.
Hey, Wiggy.
I do agree that you should have a tuck it or untuck it.
Yes. Okay. I say untuck it.
Stop
it.
Because I'm looking at loose, I'm untucked in that one. Yeah, loose tucked here, and you and Christian are untucked from last year with Chris Sale. Yeah. But this year, Christian and Lou are both untucked, and you're tucked.
I don't get why. I don't understand why
this one is probably the worst one. Okay, from last year, and this one this year just reminded me of that one and the Bill Belichick one. Where I just feel like you should go to a posing class.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know, I think they have, like, my wife's always telling me about the way I eat. I need to go to an etiquette class. She says I eat like an animal. Like, you know, well, I'm making sounds and I chew.
My wife says the same thing.
It's like, hold on. Guy at the buffet line.
And it's a race, too. Did she say you eat too fast?
Yeah, she says I eat too fast and I'm too loud. She's like, stop chewing your food. Everybody in the restaurant can hear you.
Tyler, get your phone out there. Wiggy, start eating some of this macaroni and cheese.
No, but there are etiquette classes, so there's got to be a
etiquette class.
No, you don't go to a posing class. There's got to be like a photographer who come in and teach you how to stand and that kind of thing.
You know,
like
models, you know what I
love?
This.
You know what I love? We get the pretty boy here in the studio, okay? Not as pretty as Brady or Garoppolo, but you know, he's probably an 8.2, something like that. And he's sitting here, you know, trying to tell us what we should do and how we should do it.
Wiggy.
Shut up. Just shut up and look at a freaking mirror.
Here's the pretty boy. Here's the thing. Like, I didn't mention this to you. I didn't mention this to Wiggy. And obviously, it's a thing. So everybody's talking about you.
I'd rather people talk about me than not talk about me. It's a good thing. But in this business,
I was like, you know what? No one's going to talk to my boy like that. Okay, you're my guy.
Please, you sold me out in a freaking heartbeat.
See, I would just say.
What are you talking about? You had Tyler bringing in the other picture.
Tyler knew.
I thought you didn't tell anybody.
Everybody walked by that picture. Everybody walks by that picture and says, something weird about this picture, and it's always Glenn.
As somebody who's objective, I would just say, I would always tell
Glenn. Poor McFarlane's the best.
I would tell you to always stand next to Lou and inside of Lou. So if you in this picture, if you and Chris Sale switched place, it would have been perfect, right? It would have been Christian, Chris Sale, then you, then Lou. It wouldn't look too bad.
You don't like the ebb and flow, the up and down.
Yeah, or if you switch spots and
Wiggy, come
Christian,
over here.
What's so funny?
Wiggy, come over here. Look at this one.
If you switch spots, look at
how many pictures
look at that
go
one.
So okay, if you go on at OMF on WEEI, we have the pose. That is the Glenn Ordway pose.
Somebody's always
done. Here's 10 minutes are done.
Well, see, If he would have switched,
10 minutes are done. We're moving on. Done. He's done. Done.
Would have been a little bit better.
10 minutes. Done. Ski.
You should be more aware of your situation. That's all.
Yeah, I think that's good for moving forward.
You have your daughters and even married?
No.
You're going to be in a wedding someday. Okay, because you have three girls.
And there'll be pictures.
And then the photographer will be like, well, we're going to come over here. And then he'll be like, oh, suck the room. I don't know what to do with the little short fat guy. You know?
Is that a stereotypical
No, that's usually how the photographer is.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Have you not seen the Eddie Murphy?
They're European. You know, they're like,
is that it?
Yes. That's like Eddie Murphy's, I forget what movie he was in, where the guy that worked in the art shop was European.
Oh, yes. I know the movie you're talking about.
So I think all you have to realize, what you got to realize.
How are you in pictures, Wiggy? Because you probably have some issues.
Well, it's the different pictures. It's the picture performance,
this
right?
This is the best.
You gotta look at pictures, right?
Wrong with you?
You got to go into it like, hey, here's where I need to be in the picture. You know, it's like, have you ever see guys in jail when they take pictures?
You know what you guys sound
There's
like?
There's picture placement. One guy's low. One guy's
like Mean Girls.
One guy's
so
got
something
hands,
with
like
your hands.
Right.
I'm like.
Right, that everybody kind of knows.
It's like a rap cover of a CD.
Right, that everybody knows what they're good at. So, like, your thing in the pictures is you got to
be... So I'm not good at the pictures.
No, you got to be placed right.
Yes, you that's be what in the right place.
Are you really concerned about pictures and placement?
It's picture placement.
Pictures?
Yes.
To women here.
No, it's picture placement.
To women dishing here about pictures.
Listen,
do I care about the picture?
We don't want you going viral for
I don't care about the picture. Does it make a difference in the picture? I'll stay out of the picture next time, okay?
Well, you know why it makes you know why it makes a difference? Because on social media,
yes,
they were dragging Christian into it, and it was basically the twins, the Arnold Schwarzenegger and David.
What's wrong with that? That's good.
I did that with me last week with Mike Reese.
But that's good. That's funny.
Yes,
him and Reese are funny when they're together.
A perfect
like
example, like it was how they were clowning on Zoe, even though it wasn't Zoe's fault that him and Sosie were the same height on television.
Sosie gets up on a box.
Yeah, but
they put him on a box.
They were the same height, and everybody knows.
Yeah, but they were on a box.
That's
what I mean.
Mike's waist.
It's like his waist.
He's like Dorf on golf.
It's like you could put him on a box, right?
But that's the problem.
You still have it where it's like, all right.
So, but if you put people on a box, if you put me in a box, you get the same issue. Then you're laughing because the waist aren't lining up, right?
No. But
it looks stupid then.
I think it's all about the placement. Where
do you know there's a TV anchor in this town? I won't say who it is. There's a TV anchor in the town that does the whole broadcast up on a box. He's good. He's really good.
But it's about,
because he's real short.
But the tools, no toolbox.
A lot of people see them out together. So it can't be like, wait a second, Sosie just grows 6 feet in the last 30
That's
minutes?
That's so bad. Own your shortness.
So superficial.
Superficial. Sit down.
Now we found out
it's like
Fourier,
a skit on In Living Color.
Fourier is more concerned about what he's going to look like on TV as opposed to the real content of what he's going to say. That's why he never says anything. Thank God for freaking Chatham. That's all I can say. This awful hour has been brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic. I think I need to go there, too. We got another hour to go here. 30 minutes commercial free next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.